Hello, everybody. I'm Justin Long, host of Straight from the Horse Doctor's Mouth, and I want to talk to you about something every horse owner dreads: emergencies. In these moments, indecision makes it hard to know what to do or if you should call your vet. That's why Dr. Latcher and I created the Equine Emergency Vet Care Guide. This is an app that walks you step by step through common equine emergencies, helps you decide when to call, and tells you exactly what information your veterinarian needs. It's not a replacement for your vet. It helps you work with them towards the best outcome for your horse. Search Equine Emergency App in the App Store or Google Play and be prepared before the emergency happens.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1616. In this episode, the crew from Retired Racehorse Radio share ideas for helping horses keep their brains active.
For first-time horse owners and new riders, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel and Absorbeen to bring you My New Horse. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines looking for easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit MyNewHorse.com.
Well, it is our favorite time of the show. Actually, I kind of like the whole show, Joy, but this is, I know, everyone's favorite part, where we get to talk about a training tip and hear about an adoptable horse of the week with our friends from New Vocations. It's our standardbred version today. We have Bridget Heasley with us from the Standardbred Branch. Welcome back, Bridget.
Hello.
So today's theme is like listener questions, AMA, like what do listeners want to know? And we had a really good question come in, and I thought it'd be fun to just kind of punt this one to you. This was a pretty training-based question. So this is from Instagram user farmgirl7812. She wants to know, what is our favorite horse enrichment idea or product?
Well, I think that kind of depends on which way I'm going. As far as entertaining a horse that might have to be in for one reason or another, we have a lot of balls here in the barn that the horses like to pass back and forth between the stalls, spend a lot of time playing with. We discovered the jolly balls that you can stuff with hay.
Ooh.
And, you know, we'll stuff them full of hay and we'll stick random treats in there, like we'll hide one minty muffin in there, one German muffin in a whole bunch of hay, and that will entertain them quite a lot when they're in their stalls, which is good. And we have open front stalls, so I have a video of this, of two of them passing a ball back and forth between each other at the front of the barn, which is just absolutely ridiculous, but it is pretty precious to watch. So that's my favorite for like keeping them from getting bored in the stall. As far as when things are like, okay, now we don't want to just go around in circles in the arena anymore, what can we do to make things interesting? I think my favorite thing is a tarp.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Oh, so like so accessible, so versatile. I love it. Yeah, you can do
it cheap. Like, we can do right. So many things with the tarps. Like we will put them on the ground to walk over or put, you know, make a fake liver pool for them to do a little baby jump over, whether it's in hand or under saddle. They can wear the tarp around. We can hang it from a stall and walk underneath of it. We can just hang it in the doorway and let it blow around. Lots of good sounds and good visuals and just good things. And again, you know, they're so easy to get. You can get them in different sizes, and we have all kinds of different sizes. We have long, skinny ones that look like a little river. We have, square ones that are what we like to drag around behind us or put on them. And, you know, just a nice, cheap training tool that you can get anywhere and use for so many things.
Love it. Joy, how about you? Do you have a favorite?
I have a smorgasbord of things. All of mine are definitely like the cheap, more training side of things. I have been fortunate enough, like knock on wood, I really haven't had to do stall rest with any horse besides Astrid one time. And she is just interested in hanging out with me. She does not want toys. Like I could just put her in the indoor and we're happy together. But as far as training things, probably my favorite thing is like any type of target. And I made my own by just getting a shower rod curtain or a curtain rod from the dollar store and a big oversized tennis ball from Tractor Supply. And I cut a hole in it, put it on there, and that's my target. Sorry, I don't spend the money on the clinician rated ones. I make my own, but the horses love it and it can be used for so many things. So when teaching them, like using positive reinforcement training, what the target is, but for a lot of my more nervous horses or horses who are unsure in their bodies, I like to use it to teach them how to touch or approach objects that are normally scary, or we're learning how to bend and supple in different ways because they follow the target without overthinking. And I don't have to manipulate with my hands, especially if that horse, a lot of the horses I've worked with have gone through some sort of physical trauma or force work. So they're cautious if how I use my hands. So this has given us that safe place to give them something to look at. They know when they follow it, they're going to get a reward. And they get very excited when it comes out of my tack locker because they know we're going to do something fun. And it's very affordable. Anyone can put it together, but you can use anything. You could use a paddle, you could use a party streamer, like anything you want. As long as they start to associate it as a target, you can use it.
Interesting. I'll have to keep that in mind, especially in the winter when we get really bored. Yes. I mean, I realize that not everyone is going to have the same level of access, but cows. Cows are our favorite enrichment activity. You know, if the horses are getting tired of just doing flat work out in the field, we just put them on some cows. Not always when we actually have ranch work to do. So sometimes the poor cows are just sort of the victims of my need for enrichment. But fun for the horses, fun for us. Maybe not as much fun for the cows, but we bother them for 5 minutes and then leave them alone. So I think it works out. The horses also have a jolly ball that Jobber likes to beat the other two with. So that's mostly fun for me to watch. But he chooses violence. So...
That's a good question.
That was a good question. So yeah, thank you, FarmGirl7812, for that.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.